from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of marchers, including Abdul Karim al-Matari, took to the streets of Yemen's capital Sana'a to protest an apparent Saudi-led coalition airstrike. It killed more than 140 people, including prominent pro-Iranian Houthi officials at a funeral Saturday. Hundreds were wounded. Al-Matari denounced what he called the silence of the UN about the attack. Riyadh was launched an investigation of what called a regrettable and painful attack. Australian National University analyst Amin Saikal called the change in for a change in Saudi tactics.
I think it's about time that Saudi Arabia should revise its policy and particularly its military operations towards Yemen.
Meantime, the U.S. Navy says two missiles were fired today from rebel-held territory in Yemen. They landed near an American destroyer passing by in the Red Sea. U.S. Navy also said the missiles were fired several days after a ship from the United Arab Emirates was fired upon and damaged. German police said today they had arrested a Syrian man suspected of plotting a jihadist bomb attack. Jaber al-Bakr's arrest come after police found several hundred grams of explosive material in his apartment, like the material used in the Paris and Brussels bombings. Al-Bakr is believed to have had contact on the Internet with the Islamic State. Nigerian security agencies seizing hundreds of thousands of dollars and rounded up several senior judges, part of an anti-corruption drive. The raids occurred following allegations the judges had received bribes. This is VOA News. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in southeastern Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim blamed the Kurdistan Workers' Party for the suicide attack. The storm, formerly known as Hurricane Matthew, has been downgraded to what's known as a post-tropical cyclone and is nearing the end of a week-long march through the Caribbean and along the U.S. Atlantic coast. Matthew killed nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. In addition to the many deaths, Matthew left heavy destruction in Haiti. World Vision National Director in Haiti, John Hassey, speaks with VOA from Port-au-Prince.
The destruction is it's awe-striking. I mean, it really is. 80% to 90% of those areas are just flattened. I mean, the pictures that we're seeing and the assessments that I've seen and even the scenes that I've seen myself, they're just, trees down on top of houses, families without their homes. It's, just sewer, the sewage from the latrines and other things are coming out. So that whole area there is devastated.
Hurricane Matthew also left several other Caribbean islands, including Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, and the Bahamas, in varying states of devastation. In U.S. presidential politics, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton faced off late Sunday for the second of 3 presidential debates before the November 8th election. Clinton was the first to speak as the debate opened.
We are going to be looking for ways to celebrate our diversity, and we are going to try to reach out to every boy and girl, as well as every adult, to bring them in to working on behalf of our country. I have a very positive and optimistic view about what we can do together.
And then Trump went on to explain why he wants to be president.
I began this campaign because I was so tired of seeing such foolish things happen to our country. This is a great country. This is a great land. I've gotten to know the people of the country over the last year and a half that I've been doing this as a politician. And my whole concept was to make America great again.
Trump apologized for lewd remarks he made about women 11 years ago in a video released last week. He accused Hillary Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, of living or being abusive toward women. Clinton said the video revealed who Donald Trump really is. During that debate, they also clashed over immigration, terrorism, and health care. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.